Hi guys, and welcome back to Lily White Rose, the Stars of Tomorrow Today. The support for last week's debut show was absolutely insane. Over 2,000 listens, and you guys certainly showed me that this is a pod worth doing, and you want to listen to this kind of youth-related content. Massive thanks to the likes of Alistair Gold, Paul O'Keefe, Daily Hotspur, Last Word on Spurs, Richard Cracknell, Anthony Costa, Lee McQueen, Jason McGovern, Taz, Sunning Spurs, plus many, many more for spreading the word and positive vibes about the pod. I am going to start this week's pod though by just sending my respects and regards to Ray Lowe, who has sadly passed away. Ray was a hugely knowledgeable follower of the Spurs youth teams over the years and wrote really informative reports and reviews on Spurs Odyssey. Ray would not miss a match or tournament and will be a huge loss to everyone connected with the club. So at this time, I just want to send my best wishes to Ray and his family. This week, several clubs revealed pre-season friendlies against our under-23s. These games are a great opportunity for some of you guys who live close to go and check out firsthand some of the players we talk about on this show. First up is a trip to the newly refurbished WW Martin Community Stadium to take on Ramsgate FC on Saturday the 17th of July. This match will kick off at 3pm and has been arranged to officially open the Rams' new 3G pitch. It follows on from a successful meeting between the two clubs under 10 sides at our Hotspur Way training ground last month. Next, we make the short journey to take on Enfield Town FC at their Queen Elizabeth II Stadium, which is just a stone's throw from Hotspur Way, on Tuesday the 20th of July. The match, which has been a regular fixture in our development squad's pre-season schedule in recent years, will kick off at 7pm. I went to this fixture back in 2018 and Marcus Edwards was the star of the show on the night, putting in a really top draw display prior to his move to Vitória in Portugal. A week later, on Tuesday the 27th of July, our youngsters will travel to face another non-league side in Hastings United FC in a testimonial match for their long-serving club captain Sam Adams. Kick-off at the TGS Pilot Field will be at 7:45pm. Following on from that, on Saturday the 31st of July, our under-23s will meet EFL opposition in the form of Crawley Town FC. Having faced the League 2 side in a behind-closed-doors pre-season match at our training centre last year, we will now face them at their People's Pension Stadium in a 3pm kick-off. In the 23's final pre-season game, they will take on near neighbours Barnet FC at the Hive on Saturday the 7th of August. Kick-off will be at 3pm. Tickets for all of these fixtures will be sold through the individual clubs, and if you follow them on Twitter, or you know, I'll put out links on at Lily White Rose so you guys can see when tickets will be available. I'm personally going to try and get down to the games against Enfield and Barnet as they're local to me, and would love to catch up with any of you guys that make the game for a drink and you know, to have a chat and watch the games. That'd be awesome. This week the club confirmed that it re-entered the EFL trophy, known as the Papa John's trophy, for the forthcoming campaign, with the draw for the group stage putting us against the likes of Oxford United, Cambridge United and Stevenage. All three games will be played away from home for the Premier League sides, as is normal, and will be in Group H. Having competed in this tournament for three seasons between 2017-18 and 2019-20, Wayne Burnett's side returns to the fold for the 21-22 campaign. Game against Cambridge will give Shiloh Tracy a quick opportunity to come up against Spurs, having been released by us earlier this summer and snapped up by the Ewes, who he spent last season on loan with. I always find this tournament a great development opportunity for our younger players to play against seasoned pros, and sometimes it is their first taste of senior men's football, and not just against players of their own age and their own peer group, as they would have done in the under-23s in the development league. I'm actually slightly surprised this year we chose to re-enter, with the senior squad being involved in the Europa Conference League. I see that being a genuine opportunity, in my opinion, for several younger players to feature, especially in the opening rounds. You've got just to look at the likes of Marcel Lavinia, Niall John, Dylan Markandy, Alfie Devine, Harvey White, Jack Clark, Dane Scarlett, Troy Parrott, amongst many others, who'll see that as a genuine opportunity to stake a claim and impress our new manager, whoever that may be, and also get a chance to play in front of the fans. So, yeah, I hope some of our younger players do get an opportunity, and we'll just have to see how that pans out. Moving on to our players on loan, we currently only have one, with the season being closed for most of the world football stage. However, in the MLS, it is open, and Brandon Austin is with Orlando City. He's made two senior appearances so far, and this week kept a first clean sheet in a 5-0 win. There's a great video I shared on at Lily White Rose, Brandon passionately interacting with the fans behind the goal at full time. Brandon has been standing in whilst Orlando's regular number one is away with Peru at the Copa America. I was told prior to the loan that their number one does go off and play in around 8 to 12 fixtures per year, as their games don't line up with the FIFA calendar, as don't the MLS calendar. So there's also, you know, a lot of time for Brandon to feature whilst their number one is away with Peru. So that's a great opportunity for him, and he seems to be doing really well. So that's great news. So more of the same for Brandon. Good luck to him. Now to move on to your listener questions. Firstly, from at THFC Web, who asks, what are your thoughts on the way the development squad is being managed? We seem to be keeping players on for far too long, the likes of Giorgio, Sterling, Tracy, Marsh, which hinders the development of the younger players. This is a point I absolutely agree with. Some of those names could have been released several years earlier, and they do stagnate the development of the younger players who play in the same positions from getting those opportunities of stepping up and playing 23s football. I have actually asked this question before to coaching staff I've had an opportunity to talk to at Hotspur Way, and I've been told that in some cases, the coaches and staff feel like they have a duty of care to the player and their family, having had those players at the club from as young as 8. So they feel the duty of care exists to help find them the next club and the time it takes to find them that next opportunity. And I do see that. And in other cases, they like to give players as long as possible to make the breakthrough. You only have to look at Ryan Mason, who didn't make the breakthrough until he was 23 with that debut and goal against Nottingham Forest, to show that not all players break through at the same time. Some players also need time just to develop in their bodies. You've got to only look at the likes of someone like Tom Carroll, who is tiny for years coming through the youth setup. We've got another player now, Bloxham, coming through. You'll see him in next year's under-18s, who is absolutely tiny. And some players, they just need to give them a bit longer. Elliot Thorpe's another good example of that. Somebody who's really grown into his body in the last sort of 18 months to now feel more confident on the ball and in turn in playing games. So players take different periods of time to develop. At THFC underscore Josh asks, what's happening with Lavinia? His contract expires at the end of the month. The Premier League retained list confirmed that Marcel Lavinia had renewed his contract with the club for next season at the least. Obviously, this is hugely pleasing news after he made his first team debut in the Europa League, and he seems a really handy pickup, having got him from Chelsea on a free transfer last August. I would imagine with Marcel having already made his first team debut, Spurs will look to tie him down to probably a 3-year professional contract. And I'll, you know, release more news on that when I hear it. But yeah, he looks like a great signing from Chelsea on a free transfer. He's made some positive strides this season, and hopefully we see more of him next year. He actually featured in the most of any player in the under-23s last year, and as I said, made his first team debut as well. Kaliug Kana asks, how did Dylan Markandy and Iago Santiago do last season? Are they ready for their first loan spells? Dylan is a brilliant little player, and the most similar that we've produced to Marcus Edwards. He's a really silky, skillful player with the ability to beat his man and pop up with vital goals. I've even said before that he's my favourite academy player just to watch on the ball. He was rewarded with a place on the first team bench in the Europa League last year and was unlucky not to make his debut. But credit to Jose Mourinho, he did make a point of publicly sending a message on Instagram saying your time will come, which I'm sure would have been hugely beneficial for the confidence of Dylan, and I thought it was great to see. The club rewarded Dylan with a new contract until 2022, so hopefully he will head out on his first loan next season and get his chance to prove himself, because he's been in and around the 23s now for two seasons. I personally feel it's time for him to go out on loan and show what he can do in senior men's football. Iago Santiago made 20 appearances for the under-18s, 3 appearances in the FA Youth Cup, and made his debut for the under-23s. I think next year the Spanish midfielder will aim to become a mainstay in the 23s before looking at a loan maybe the following season. I think it is sensible for players to just get used to that step up of playing against older players in the 23s, maybe for one season before heading out on a full loan. Finally, at DanH26 asks, Birmingham's Amari Miller, who we are interested in, do I have any knowledge on the player and whether or not Spurs should make a move? Amari Miller is an 18-year-old winger who has already made 5 first-team appearances for Birmingham City in the Championship. He's already earned huge praise from Birmingham City boss Lee Bowyer, who said he adds goals, assists, pace. Something that we probably lack a bit is pace. He's at that age where he's fearless. When he came on against Stoke, he got himself into an area and wasn't afraid to go at the defender. I think he'll be a good player. He just needs to keep working hard. Hopefully this taste that he's having will drive him on for next season. I like him as a person, his manners, and he's respectful. The senior players love him as well. He's going to make mistakes, but he keeps going. He's fitted into the group well. Amari sounds exactly like the kind of player we should always be looking to add to our academy, and I'm sure David Pleat will know of him. However, at this time, it seems that Leeds United are the closest to signing Amari, with talks said to be at an advanced stage. Leeds have made some really nice pickups for their academy in recent years. Since they developed a Category 1 status, they managed to take a player named Greenwood, a striker from Arsenal, I believe it's Sam Greenwood, and he's had phenomenal progress this year. And they've managed to pick up a few other players. So Leeds are really investing a lot in their academy, and it sounds like they're furthest ahead with Amari Miller, and that is one that we'll miss out on. Talking about some of our other players, we've heard reports from America that Cameron Carter-Vickers could be set for a move to Newcastle United. They're one of several clubs named as being interested, along with Glasgow Celtic, Sheffield United, Sheffield Wednesday, Bournemouth, of course, who was on loan with last season. It seems like there's a lot, and a few sides in Belgium are also interested in Cam. So it seems like he will finally depart on a permanent basis this summer. I've seen some reports saying that we'd look for up to £10 million. I can't really see that figure myself. I think it'd probably be around the £3 to £4 million maximum mark for a player with 12 months remaining on his contract, who's had several loans out in the Championship. And also the reports are that he's started to earn recognition back in the US senior men's national squad, and they'll look to call him up for the Gold Cup. So good luck to Cameron, but I do expect him to move on permanently this summer. Also, huge credit to Maxim Paskotski. I mentioned him on last week's pod, and he kept his place in the Estonia squad following those COVID-related reasons he got the first call-up, but he's now cemented himself. He's now on 5 or 6 caps, and he was also part of the team that won the Baltic Cup. So great experience for him to have already won some senior trophies and to have cemented himself in the squad. You know, at such a young age, 18, huge credit has to go to our scouting setup for bringing Maxim to the club, and he seems to be developing from strength to strength. So I look forward to watching his progress next season. And also to Troy Parrott. Troy Parrott had a, some people say disappointing loan spell, but personally I think it was still a positive loan spell for somebody so young to have played so many games in the Championship with Millwall and in League One with Ipswich. He did manage to get a couple of goals towards the end of the season, and he followed that up by being in the senior Republic of Ireland squad and scoring 2 goals against Armenia. So I was delighted for Troy. I think he's a fantastic young player. I've seen some being quick to write him off, but I certainly won't be doing that. I think Troy has shown enough in the games I've seen him play at youth level to show he's an outstanding young prospect. And I hope that he can hit the ground running in this coming pre-season, impress whoever our new manager is going to be, and really cement himself and say, look, give me a chance. Give me a shot in those Europa Conference League games. I will not let you down. I will score. I've got faith in Troy that if he was selected, he would deliver the goods. So hopefully he will get that opportunity in pre-season. And there'll be others coming back from loan as well. Look at the likes of Jack Clark, who's with Stoke. He'll be wanting to cement himself. Ryan Sessegnon, who was at Hoffenheim. Oliver Skipp, as we all know, did so well at Norwich City. TJ Yeoma, who was at Lincoln. They're the more sort of older players, and obviously Harvey White, who's at Portsmouth. So there's several players that have been out on loan who will now want to stamp their mark on the first team set up at Oxford Way and see what the new manager thinks of them. Will they get that opportunity in the Europa Conference League, or will they look to go out on loan? That's it for this week's pod. Thanks again for listening. Please do subscribe, as so many of you have told me you've already done so. It's really appreciated. And let me know any youth-related questions you have, and I'll get them answered up on next week's show. As always, guys, it's John Wenham here from Lily White Rose. The future's bright. It's Lily White.